The state Senate will be considering a new education standards bill this week that could set the stage for a break from the Common Core in Wisconsin. The main senators behind the bill include Leah Vukmir from Wauwatosa and Paul Farrow from Pewaukee.
Under the bill, a new academic standards board would submit suggestions on subjects like reading, math, and science to the state superintendent and a legislative committee.
Some have criticized the proposal as politicizing education by giving a legislative committee the power to debate specific academic standards. Here with us to talk about the proposed legislation is State Senator Paul Farrow from Pewaukee. Senator Farrow, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks both for having me.
So in arguing for this bill, people have said Wisconsin shouldn't rely on national standards. We should chart our own path here in the state. What parts of the Common Core that exist don't suit us here in Wisconsin?
Well, Rob, what I think is happening, and you're seeing it across the country right now, typically, education has been a state-level issue. When it comes to development of standards, in Wisconsin, we've done it at a state level of a model academic standards. And then at the districts, they have the curriculum development to align to those standards. What we saw back in 2010, I think, was a shift in what was typically done in Wisconsin, was typically done in a number of different states. A set of standards was developed by an outside organization. And then we were asked to take on that entire set of standards. And the way it's designed, there's very little adjustment that we can do to it. One of the main reasons that as I looked at it and reviewed this process, it was designed to give us a set of standards that the federal government was saying we should look to as we're getting raised to the top funding. And when superintendent was the first state, when they were officially adopted in June of 2010, we were the first state to take it on. And I questioned, you know, from this point on then, as I came into the legislature, why are we taking away the possibility that a federal organizations or people will advise us on what the standards are? Shouldn't that be what we do at Wisconsin? And that's where we came up with this model academic standards board.
But the standards weren't developed by the federal government exactly. They were developed by governors, state superintendents around the country. It was a bunch of states coming together to try to say, hey, let's get on the same page. We can compare our results to each other. Is that really a federal imposition on us in Wisconsin?
Well, what I look at is a federal imposition. It was two independent entities that put the standards together. They're funded by the federal government, just like a number of entities are. They're also funded by the state organizations as well. What we're starting to see, though, is the standards as developed may not work perfectly for all 45 states. There are nuances of each state that are a little different that we have to be able to adjust to. So when you look at the standards, and as I look at it, it should have been set up as an advisory piece of standards that the states should review as they adopt their own. And that's what a number of states have done. Indiana is doing a very similar thing. They have rewritten and have a new proposal set of standards. About 65%, from my understanding, 65 to 70% are the Common Core standards. But that other 30% are standards that they realize we want a little more in math. Florida did the same thing. We're looking a little bit different on early age, what we want to do, what the timeline is that we want for educating them. And they took that on the onus that they should, saying this is the state's responsibility.
And we summed it up briefly at the outset, but how would, if this passed, if this became law, how would standards be suggested and adopted under your proposal?
What would happen is the standards board would be made up of 15 individuals. The committee would be co-chaired by a designee or the superintendent of schools himself, and then an appointee of the governor. Then we have a set of individuals that we recommend should be on the board. And the one thing I do want to say is there are no legislators who would be sitting on this board. We have that written into the legislation. These are individuals, principals from high schools, principals from middle schools, individuals that are in the education system. That board would then develop working groups, and each of the working groups would be charged with the mathematics area or the English learning language area or the science. You'd have, I believe it's 5 individuals who are a voting capability on those committees, and then we have 4 individuals who are curriculum-specific professionals. And those people can give us their insight, their knowledge. They may not be within the state, but they're bringing what other states have done so that we can look at that and come up with best practices. And then, as we said, we didn't want them to have voting issues or being able to vote on what we think is a state issue. So that's what we left it with the other five.
But then ultimately it goes to a legislative committee, right? So eventually legislators got to vote on this.
Well, if there's a change, and the way I look at it is that the superintendent of schools is the co-chair of the committee. Through this whole process, he's watched this group work together. Once it gets done, they submit their recommendations to the superintendent and to the legislative council. The superintendent then has up to 60 days to evaluate and make recommended changes. If he changes significantly to what the board has recommended, then the Joint Committee on Rules can say, you know what? What we want, we don't agree with the changes that you made, so that we're now going to take the committee's recommendations and create a bill. That would be the only way they would come to the floor. If the superintendent agrees with what the committee has developed, doesn't make any changes, and presents those and says, this is our recommendations, we're in good shape, then the committee will accept that and we're done.
So one of the criticisms people have had here is we've got the Common Core. We've been working up to it. The school has been working toward it over the few years since it was passed. They've bought the materials. They've been preparing to do this. Now, without any specific problems with the curriculum that they have, you're saying put the brakes on. We want to start the process in effect all over again. It's costly. It's a big U-turn for the schools.
And we're not putting the brakes on. I think that's one of the misnomers that's out there. I mean, right now, as it stands, nowhere in this legislature does it say that we have to stop what we're doing. The Smarter Balance Assessment Test is still going to be instituted next year. There are concerns that a lot of people have with the testing vehicle itself. The Common Core standards were adopted. They're being implemented the last number of years. They'll be implemented next year. What we're saying is if this council determines that we should have standards that are different than the Common Core, they should do that within a year. And then once that's done, then those new standards should be implemented. Now, we've seen that in this time frame, it took them 4 years to implement the standards that they adopted. I would hope that we would do that sooner if we find that we have a better and more rigorous standards that we can come up with. But that's something that we can work through the process on. It doesn't say that at the end of a 12-month period, you have to throw everything out and start all over fresh. And I think that's something that the superintendent is throwing out there that is just not true.
One of the cases for states adopting Common Core is it lets us make apple-to-apple comparisons with other states as far as how our schools are doing. If we start changing things, if we start tweaking from the Common Core, does that make it harder to get to that kind of meaningful comparison?
I don't believe so. I think a number of states are doing the same thing that we are doing and looking at the standards and realizing that there were some limitations that were in place that, since it wasn't reviewed, it wasn't implemented, it wasn't tested, they're finding that now as we're moving forward. And they're wanting to step back and say, look, we've got to make these adjustments. When you look at the standards across the board, if we had all 45 states doing the exact same thing, one, we become almost a group that has no uniqueness to it. And I think that's one of the things that we have to look at. We're not just educating kids for the sake of getting them through a process. We're trying to create a lifelong learning capabilities for them. And if I start adhering to these standards and can't say, you know what, we're realizing they don't work, we need to adjust, then we're not doing our due diligence to give those kids the proper pathway for that success. So I think it's going to be a situation where, as you see in the next couple of years, especially next year when the Smarter Balance Assessment comes online, I mean, this is a test that for the first time this spring, we will see the full test implemented and start to get a feel for how are the kids responding to the questions, how are they responding to the learning styles that are starting to occur. We still don't have any of that data. And I think that's one of the things that everybody looks at is right now you're making a lot of assumptions. I've made assumptions on information that's just not there.
All right, we'll leave it there. Senator Farrow, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Senator Paul Farrow from Pewaukee. We've been talking to him about a new education standards bill. It gets a hearing in the Senate this week.